President Bush says there's no one with a clearer vision of the issues, complications, and opportunities in Southeast Asia than Prime Minister Lee. Mr. Bush says the men discussed the standoff over North Korea's nuclear program and uranium enrichment by Iran, as well as the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
I thank the Singaporean government and the people of Singapore for supporting a provincial reconstruction team in Afghanistan, which will help that the people of that young democracy realize a brighter future.
The president accepted the prime minister's invitation to again visit Singapore on his way to a regional economic summit in Australia in September. Prime Minister Lee spoke of the deep friendship between the nations.
I thank the president for the steadfastness and resolve with which he is tackling the very complicated problems in the Middle East, in Iraq, as well as the Israel-Palestinian issue. It's critical for us in Southeast Asia that America does that and that the president continues to give strong leadership on that because it affects America's standing in Asia, in the world.
The prime minister went on to say that extremists in Southeast Asia watch carefully what happens in the Middle East. He said good relations between the United States and China and Japan are critical to regional leaders because Southeast Asian countries want to be friends with all three and do not want to have to choose sides. The prime minister is one of the president's biggest allies in the region and has often advised Mr. Bush about how to improve America's image in the Muslim world. Since a 2004 free trade agreement, trade between the countries has grown to more than $42 billion, making the island city-state America's ninth largest export market. Scott Stearns, VOA News at the White House.